This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. This is your host, Tim Link, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. We continue on our series. We've been putting together a series of audios, audio books, audio meditations, audio albums. We've got a whole plethora of things in the pipeline and things that are available today. And so it's, I will say it's, this is my show. Every once in a while, I got to talk about the stuff that I do because I think it's important work. It's fun work. It's intriguing work. It is all kinds of emotions rolled into this work. And of course, I'm talking about my business, Wagging Tales, T-A-L-E-S, and the work I do with communicating with animals and supporting animals, whether it's with domesticated animals, animals in the wildlife, zoos, sanctuaries, wherever there's a critter, I'm usually involved in it in some capacity. So I've been, the business Wagging Tales has been around for almost 20 years now, and it's continuing to grow and expand every single day. And so I am thrilled and pleased and honored to be able to have this opportunity to be able to support the animals, as well as leave you with some ideas, thoughts, tidbits, things I've experienced, communications, and conversations I've had with the animals. Now, one of the re-releases we have coming up, it's actually just launched. It's called an album called Connecting with Animals, Guided Meditation. It is something I put together during my workshop periods of helping people better connect and better understand the animals and forming deeper connections and communication with animals in their life, as well as the animals around them. And as part of what I try to teach during, whether it's an in-person workshop or an online workshop, whatever it may be, is I try to teach the meditation practices that I have learned and used throughout the years. In a previous episode, we talked about the album Relax the Mind, Body Meditation. It's available out there in all your favorite distribution channels. So you can feel free to have a listen to that. And if it resonates with you, you can download that and add that to your meditation repertoire or introduction into meditation. And during Relax the Mind and Body Meditation, I talk about one type of meditation, which is a guided meditation. Now, I use all forms of types of meditation, whatever I need to be able to clear myself, open my mind, open my heart, relax, and be able to receive everything around me, all the messages coming through all around me, especially with the animals. There is whatever type of meditation that resonates with me at the time. That's why I tend to practice. But the one I kept going back to over and over, and the one I'm probably most in tune with, and one that I decided to record an album for to help others, is a guided meditation. So guided meditation, connecting with the animals, is the one we're going to be talking about in this episode. So, you know, once you get into that meditative state, you allow things to flow through and communication to flow through and conversations to flow through. Now, this is the great portal, we'll say, for our animals to be able to communicate with us. When we're in that state of where our conscious mind is shut off, the subconscious is opened up, and we're open to receive everything around us, that is the perfect telepathic portal for our animals to be able to communicate with us. And so once you get into that state and get into that clearing and open your heart, open your mind, that's when the messages come through. And that's when the animals can communicate with you in the form of words, colors, feelings, pictures, emotions, smells, taste. However they communicate with me is exactly how they can communicate with you. And what you receive, most importantly, whatever you receive, trust what you receive. And so we talk about, okay, how do I get to that state? You know, how do I get to that point where I'm actually hearing and communicating with the animals? Well, the two parts are, you know, relaxing your mind and body, as I mentioned, listening to the album Relax the Mind and Body Meditation. But the guided meditation, connecting with animals, is key to be able to not only hear them and receive the messages from them, but get into their minds, get into their bodies. Because you have to realize that, you know, it's hard to understand what an elephant is communicating to you and how that compares to what a lizard is communicating to you, or what your dog is communicating to you compared to your cat is communicating to you. And you have to sort of get into their bodies, get into their minds, get a deep connection with them, fully appreciate not only what they're sharing with you and what they're communicating with you, but also how it feels. What can they possibly be experiencing? Especially if they're having some challenges emotionally or physically, you need to be able to sort of get into their body and into their mind to be able to connect with them at deep level to fully appreciate what they're experiencing. And perhaps in that, though each animal has their own unique personality and their own unique way of communicating, they do share similar bodies. You know, a bird shares a commonality with another bird, or a dog shares a commonality with another dog, or a horse shares a commonality with another horse, so on and so forth. So with guided meditation connecting with animals, we teach you how to clear yourself, how to center yourself, and how to get into the bodies of these animals and the minds of these animals and really connect with them at a real deep level to hopefully feel what they're feeling and see what they're seeing and smell what they're smelling. So we go through a series of relaxing your mind, your body, but also connecting with that animal at the deepest level. So during the meditation, guided meditation, connecting with the animals, we sort of get into the body of a bird and what type of bird, you know, is in a large bird or a small bird, a domestic bird or wild bird. We go into fish, you know, the fish could be in an aquarium or it could be in the ocean. What's the differences? How do they feel? How does a fish compare to a mammal? What's the feelings of the mammal? We talk about our domesticated animals like our dogs and our cats and horses and things that we may have in our homes. How does that compare to a particular type of wild animal? So when you take a listen to guided meditation, connecting with animals, it will teach you and guide you down a path to clear your mind, clear your body, open your heart, receive messages from the animals, and then most importantly, get into the minds and the souls and the essence and the bodies of the animals so you can get a full appreciation of what they're experiencing, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. So take a listen to the album, Guided Meditation, Connecting with Animals. If it resonates with you, you can download your own copy and listen to it and use it as part of your daily routine of being able to clear yourself and to be able to connect with your own animals and animals around you at a deeper level. Of course, you can find the guided meditation connecting with animals at all your favorite distribution points. It's out there, I think, on 37 different distributors. So if you want to find it, it's out there. You can find it on Amazon Music, Apple Music, and iTunes. It's on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Google Play. You can download it. And you can also listen to it and download it on YouTube Music, Facebook, TikTok. So find your favorite distribution point. Have a listen. And if it resonates with you, download it and have it as part of your collection. Once again, the album's called Guided Meditation, Connecting with the Animals. And here's a little snippet for you. Hope you enjoy. Now, at this time, get in your favorite comfortable position, close your eyes, and relax. I want you to take a couple of deep cleansing breaths, hold them, and then release. So let's take a deep breath in and release. Good. Let's do that again. Breathe in and release. Start to breathe in normal. Feel the breath coming into your lungs, using that diaphragm once again to pull in as much oxygen as you can, and then releasing it naturally. Breathing in naturally, using your diaphragm, and releasing.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.